last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I mean, for us, I mean, we traveled from Zurich to Basel to listen to this concert, and it was a bit how should I say? I was expecting it a bit different. I mean, I was thinking that they would at least have a guitar player or some more people, but they were just three people: a drummer, bass player, and Heilo Mergia on keys and accordion. And I don't know, how did you like it?
No, I really enjoyed it. And this is, like I was telling you earlier, this is the third time I've seen him. So I've seen him in different incarnations. The first two times was with an upright bass player. Okay, and on Sunday they had an electric bass player. So with the double bass, it does give it a different sound. Gets closer to the sound. But it's pure economics, a three-piece, you know, three people, food and accommodation, you know. To really hear him properly, you really need a horn section. You need like a three or four-piece horn section. Like, you know, because he came to fame, he came back from, you know, obscurity through the reissue by Awesome Tapes Africa of his Chebalo LP. And that's with the legendary Walia's band. And the people out there should look it up. It's been reissued, so you don't need to pay $3,000 for it. You know, it's just masterful arrangements of pre-existing Ethiopian popular songs, but completely rearranged. And just the horns, everything. It's an epic album, and I think it's from about 1976. It's one of the very last records to come out of Ethiopia, too.
Okay.
And they stopped production right after that.
Yeah, it would be nice to see him like in a different setting also, just to, well, to have another experience. But it was nice. I thought these three guys did a lot with the instruments they had. I mean, the drummer was amazing.
Yeah, he was solid.
That was very, very good. And you just said that you didn't like that much the bass player, and well, yeah, that's maybe the weakest part of the three was the bass player, but it was still very good because he did a lot of like what maybe usual bass players don't do. In that case, he did a lot of fillings and stuff,
and some solos,
and for sure Heilo Mergia was very good playing as well. Sometimes with the Rhodes playing like the chords and playing solo on the organ, or it was very nice.
I mean, it's not that I didn't like the bass player, but I just hear, because I'm a bass player and I've played this music a lot, I just hear a different sound. So I don't hear that punchy kind of modern, you know, that pingy kind of funk sound. I don't hear that with the Ethiopian stuff much. You know, he's sort of a rolled bass, still in the pocket, but a rounder kind of sound. But he did some great solos in that, no doubt.
Also, I mean, that's not, I mean, you can play that way in for African music, but it's more like West African music, maybe not that East African. But yeah. It was a nice experience.
Great concert.
For me, it was a bit. Sometimes I thought that they were like entertaining a bit, you know, like playing some music for dancing and like entertaining. Yeah. But the tunes that the people were shouting at most were more the traditional ones.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I thought, yeah, it's not really needed that they entertain. I mean, yeah. They could play like the old stuff and people would love it. So
I guess he has a vision of, he wants to cross over into these, you know, potential gig bookings, festivals where he can have a reputation as getting people up dancing. You know, hence he had some, you know, a couple of like disco sounding tunes. So it's difficult, because I know what it's like playing in a band, and you kind of expect to get people up dancing, but you would, for them, I'm sure they just want to play deep sounds, you know, and intricate but simple simplistic, intricate, deep sounds. Mm. But they like to see the girls up dancing, you know, and they were dancing. They were shaking it.
Yeah.
Shaking it.
Well, yeah. It's nothing wrong about the girls dancing.
What I liked that they were, quite a few Ethiopian people.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, otherwise, if you go to a concert, I don't know, for example, when you go to Ebo Taylor or, how's he called?
Orlando Julius or so,
yeah. then you don't see black people at all in the audience. Mm. There's just white people, and, you know, like, there's not, like, really the people from their country, they're coming to this concert. And it worked very well in Basel.
Yeah. And look, for the listeners, there's also a great musician who's now very, very famous amongst Europeans, is Mulatu Astatke. And so I've toured with him. And I've played with Mahmoud Ahmed and Alamayu Eshete in their bands. And there's a lot of Ethiopians that come out. And they dress. See, the girls, the people we saw the other night, they weren't in cultural dress, but normally when they come, they're all in white and it's got the embroidered cross on there and they look beautiful. You know, they dress right up in cultural, dresses, and they come in full support because they don't get a lot of that coming through, like Basel. You imagine being in Basel and you're Ethiopian and then one of your own from the 1970s still playing comes through. You know, so they do support, mm-hmm. yeah, probably more than some West mm-hmm. Africans would.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Nice. Now I go into another direction. That's because I organized my records recently, or I had so many records standing around from DJing, and then one day I could bring them all back to their places. And so I found so many records in my collection that I haven't heard for a long time. This is one as well from United Future Organization. I think it was like in the end of the 90s, beginning of 2000s, they recorded this album. And my favorite track from this album is called The Waltz or Le Serpent Rouge.
Il glisse en silence et s'approche de toi. Sa tête aux yeux froids dangereusement balance. Serpent. et s'approche de toi. Il murmure dans une langue inconnue des mots secs, des mots nus, des mots doux, démoniaques. Si le serpent rouge t'invite un jour à danser, serre-le contre toi, doucement, sans effroi. Une femme s'endort, c'est le même rêve encore. Le serpent rouge a besoin d'amour. Tout semble normal, mais tout est anormal. Tu dors et si tu bouges, serpent de mort.
just heard two times a waltz. The first one. That was your job to stop this record.
I'm so sorry.
No, the first one was from the United Future organization called Waltz, Le Serpent Rouge, and then Jimmy Tanner featuring Imposter Orchestra with the Egyptian Waltz. That, I don't know, it's like 2 years old or something, this record.
Time's running.
And it's older, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, probably. But it's really incredible. I mean, this, yeah, especially this tune.
It's 2013.
Yeah, especially this tune. It's really like you could play it together with Sun Ra without any problem.
Well.
Yeah, he did it very well. And now for our guest, Zazie gave me an idea because... sometimes I have a present for our guests, and I just found that I have a present for our guest.
So cool.
I have two very special sized spindle size adapters.
That's what you need if you play 45 record singles.
Yeah. They are 0.05 millimeters smaller than the Technics spindle size adapters, which are always a little bit too big.
Yes, the Japanese messed up there.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. But I
got the sack, yeah. Whoever that was.
And mine are really a little bit smaller, so that the records fit right to it, but they are not too small, and they are heavy.
They're awesome. Thank you very much. They're proper weighty.
Yeah.
I'll cherish these. Thanks. Yeah. I've got to carry them around.
Yeah,
now.
Of course, you have to.
Thanks a lot.
That's the idea.
But pay attention if you go to the plane, maybe they take it away from you, put it in the luggage, not in the day
never
back.
Take it off me. Thanks.
They can be mistaken as a weapon, maybe.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I'll check them in.
Yeah, it's better. And now, when we traveled here from Zurich to Winterthur, we were talking about reggae music, and I was talking to you or telling you about the new Frighteners album on Deptone Records, and you said that you don't know it. So
yeah.
I'm going to play you a tune, which they wrote many tunes on their album, but this one, it's originally it was from Bob and Gene. And that was a band that was reissued on Deptone Records, like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. They reissued the Bob and Gene album.
Yep.
And there is this tune as well. And the Frighteners covered it and made like an own version, an own arrangement. And yeah, it's my favorite tune of this album. But yeah, you have to listen to the entire album one day because it's great.
I will do.
And I've heard that you are a lot into reggae music. So, yeah.
Apart from the Afro stuff, I'm a big reggae man, sound system man. Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about in Basel we talked about the Colombian music and about the picos, about the sound systems they use in Colombia, which is something very special, very nice. They paint it nicely, and it's like sound systems on trucks and big parties outside, and yeah, that's nice culture, nice thing.
And my friend was a good friend of mine, Tom Noonan in Melbourne, Australia, who's telling me, because he's been over there, and he's telling me that they'll play from an LP, and they will paint over the label, and they'll paint over the entire vinyl surface, all bright colors and everything decorated. Except for the one killer track,
okay,
they'll leave it bare so they can play the track, but the rest of it is covered.
No,
so for decoration, but they will also scratch out labels
and
draw over labels. This is Jamaican sound system culture, where you don't, for a rare record that the crowd loves, you don't show anyone what it is.
What
so
is,
you keep it a secret, for you're the only one who can hold that record and play it on your sound.
Yeah.
So they do this, they have the same culture in Colombia. I was blown away because they're a Caribbean nation, you know.
Yeah.
And it's actually African descendants on the coast.
They buy a lot of African records from in Colombia.
Yeah, yeah.
And they ship it to Colombia, and totally. They pay tons of money for these records just to play it on the carnival, because there are sound systems playing on the carnival in Barranquilla, in the northern coast of Colombia, and they're like crazy for these records, and they buy the rarest African stuff and bring it to Colombia to play it there, and it's like a competition within the sound systems who has the rarest and the best grooves there from Africa.
That's right, so, and getting the crowd response.
Yeah, well, they know these kind of sounds.
Yeah,
it's very popular there, African sounds.
Yes, nice. I think they might be next on the global trotting.
Maybe Colombia. You have to hurry. There were other peoples in Colombia before you. Yeah. So let's hear that reggae sound. Yeah.
Yeah, man, run it.
Hi, this is Lee Fields on Universe Soul, moving your universe. You say that I'm no fun.